Members of Jacksonville's Hispanic community got to meet with several candidates for state and federal offices at a forum Tuesday night. This nonpartisan political forum at Havana Jack's Cafe was put together by the Jimenez Law Firm with support from the Northeast Florida Hispanic Leadership Alliance and the First Coast Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. The Hispanic community doesn't vote as a bloc, says lawyer Tomas Jimenez.
So, for example, I'm of Cuban descent. Cubans in South Florida tend to be more conservative voters, Republicans, and then you have others from different countries that tend to be a little bit more liberal and more progressive in some of the ideas.
Eight candidates running for the state House and Senate are here, along with Democrat Jess Selmott, who's looking to unseat Republican Congressman John Rutherford in Florida's 4th District. Jimenez expects the Hispanic vote to hold more power in this general election, especially with the influx of Puerto Ricans since Hurricane Maria last year. Beyond November, Jimenez hopes to make the event a regular political fixture in Jacksonville, and not just for Latinos.
We want to engage the community as a whole. I'm a native from Jacksonville, raised here, came here when I was 2 months old, and I identify myself as a Jacksonvillian and an American. Obviously, I have the Hispanic culture, but I think it's important that everyone be part of the process, not just a limited segment of the population.
Duval Elections Office staff were also on hand to register voters on the day of the registration deadline. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.